people call a person who brings bad luck?
I don't know. I thought somebody should come into my house and just to bring bad luck. I don't know what I would call it.
Yeah, I think I'd lock the door.
No, I'm an unlucky person or something. I reckon be all you could call him.
If somebody asked you, let's see, what is your name? You'd say, what, Mrs. McKibben?
May McKibben?
Yeah, and what would you put in between the I and the May? You'd say,
I am May McKibben.
Okay, fine. What's a shorter way to say does not? If you run does and not together, what do you get? Like if you say, I always do this, but he
does it some other way.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you run does and not together, you get another word. What word's that? You know what I'm thinking of?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, if you run, let's see. If you run will and not together, you get won't. You can say, I will not do it, or I won't do it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you run does and not together, like you can say, he does not do it, or he
does do it.
No, this
does not do it.
There's another way to say does not, though. Like will not and won't mean the same thing, don't they? Will not and won't. And does not.
Well, I guess you have to answer that.
Well, what I'm thinking of is doesn't. Doesn't. Now that means the same thing as does not.
Yeah.
Okay. See if I got all these. Well, I'm going to ask you this one now. If somebody said, did he come see you today? Wait a minute now. That's not right. No, if somebody said, was he here? You could either answer, yes, he was.
Or no, he was not.
Uh-huh. And how could you say was not differently? Would you say was or wasn't?
He did not come. Or?
Well, would you say wasn't or wasn't, or how would you say that? If you
ran? He just wasn't here today.
Okay. Now, can you think of any other words for frying pan? I asked you something, you know, you use on the stove to cook things in.
Yeah. Oh, skillets.
Well, now, is there a difference between a skillet and a frying pan?
Well, to me, there is.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, a skillet's what I always called a kind of a flat thing with just a little bit of rim around it. A frying pan was a deep something.
Well, deep. Now, what are the different things that you, I mean, what would you cook in a skillet, say, that you wouldn't cook in a frying pan?
Well, I cook bread in one. That's what I do.
Uh-huh.
Frying pan, you'd fry anything you want to fry in it, you know. But a skillet, what I always called a skillet, I cook biscuit.
Okay. Now, I'd like for you to just talk a little bit, if I can get you to talk. And maybe tell me what things were like when you were growing up and how you spent your time and what church was like and, you know, this kind of thing.
That. Well, it's for church. We had a lot better services way back when I was growing up than we have nowadays, I can say that.
Well, how were they different?
Well, they'd get a lot of people, the whole community, you know, to go. We'd have good preaching. Oh, now you go to church and there's a small little handful. A lot of difference in now, in them good old days, as they called them, when people had to go, you know, in wagons, buggies, walk, or ride horseback any way they could get there.
Well, did you have a regular preacher?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had one preacher at Lime Branch, stayed there 13 years.
Uh-huh.